Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
31, Tom Brady and the Bucks too much. Colts, way too sloppy. Especially in the second half. Way too sloppy. I'm Ken Sterling, like I said. Indianapolis Colts instant postgame. You know what this means if you've watched a show. We're at Sundays. It's a milkshake Sunday. That means we've got to do something other than do the irresponsible thing and go out to a bar and get sloppy. We don't want to be as sloppy as the Colts. So we come to an ice cream place. We get a milkshake. This is how we assuage our ill feelings for this game. I don't know what needed to happen for Frank Reich to figure out that the Colts win by running the ball. This is what they do. You run the football, you win the game. You don't run the football, you don't win the game. When Frank Reich tries to get too clever, what happens? The Indianapolis Colts lose. Carson Wentz, my God almighty. You know, between Carson Wentz and Nyheim Hines, in the second half, how do you gift wrap a win any more handily to an opponent, especially one that is the defending world champion, than they did? Carson Wentz, the strip sack, you got to get rid of the ball. I hold Frank Reich a little bit accountable for that, but you never know. That may have been Carson Wentz checking down, checking out of a run to throw the ball. Maybe he felt like he got hot. He was going to win this game. This is a duel between he and Tom Brady. I'm going to win this thing. Here I go. Whoop, there's Shaq Barrett. Knocked it loose. They recover. Instead of the Colts going up, at that point they were up 24-14. Instead of going up potentially 31-14, three scores in the second half. Going touchdown at the end of the first half, touchdown at the beginning of the second half. That's really difficult statistically to overcome. Instead of that, Wentz gets it batted away. The Bucks take over. Off they go in the other direction. Gronkowski, great play on 3rd and 8. He is really, really hard to bring down. And so that's kind of what happened. Then you had the PI on Rocky Sin. What are you going to do? Rocky Sin had a handful of jersey. The one PI I've got a problem with was the one against TJ Carey. Carey, I don't think, interfered. And they called that interference, and all of a sudden the Bucs are in business. They're on the one, and they push it into the end zone. That last drive, not the potential game-tying drive for the Colts toward the end of the game with, you know, 10 seconds left after Isaiah Rodgers had that nice return. Not that one, but the other one. Finally, the Colts got their heads out of their asses. Frank Reich decided, you know what? Instead of being Mr. Clever, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go win the way the Indianapolis Colts win football games, and that means Jonathan Taylor running the football. I feel terrible for Nyheim Hines. This loss, in some ways, well, one way, is on him. Nyheim Hines, with that fumble of a punt, I swear to God, if I were a coach at any level, I would give serious thought to having nobody back there. Just let that damn thing bounce. the number of times we've seen the Colts over the years, or IU over the years, or Purdue, or Notre Dame, or whomever, give up the football, give up a huge chunk of field position because they can't field punts. Man, that seems to happen a lot. I would do everything I could to mitigate the possibility of that. Perhaps Nyheim Hines making the decision, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to, if I got any question about whether I can catch his ball cleanly, I'm getting the hell out of the way. How about that? He went down to both knees trying to field that punt, which was awkward, gave it up, and by doing it, you put a lot of stress on your defense, right? This game reminded me a lot of the 2007 game between the Colts and the Patriots. Colts, in the fourth quarter, they were up 10. Tom Brady with the ball, and that defense was really, really tired. And I thought that the Colts defense today got a little bit tired toward the end because, you know, when you work your ass off and you earn that punt, right? And Hines puts it on the turf. It's recovered by the Bucs, and you got to go back out there and try to get another stop. That's really, really difficult physically to be able to do that. Colts obviously couldn't do that, so they lose this game, and it's a real shame because the Titans, the way they played against the Patriots, kind of opened the door for the Colts to get back in that AFC South race. I assume that the Patriots found a way to win that game over the Titans. Colts, it was right there for them. Up 10 at the half, a chance to go up at a minimum of 13. Could have gone up 17. They got too greedy. They decided they were going to be not just the better football team this afternoon, but the smarter football team, the more clever football team. And what happens to clever? You know what? Eventually, you learn a little bit of humility because clever does not win in the National Football League. You got to do what you're best at, and you got to do it a lot, and you got to hope that it doesn't get stopped. For the Indianapolis Colts today, it got stopped. Jonathan Taylor, first game in his career that he has run for 80 yards or better, and the Colts have lost. He was terrific in that last possession, ran the ball a bunch, got up to 83 yards on 16 carries, and a touchdown, that touchdown that tied the game ultimately for the Colts. Wentz today, 27 of 44 for 306 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions, one on the last play of the game. That shouldn't really count against him. Brady was good today, not really as good as Wentz. I think in terms of a passer rating, Brady and Wentz are going to be very, very similar today because of that last interception. But Wentz was really pretty good. Not good enough to win this game for the Colts, and he's never going to be good enough to win that kind of game for the Colts. What he's good enough to do is hit a ball like he did to Doolin. If you're playing against a defense that's selling out against the run, play action, throw it up, hit a guy in stride, touchdown. That's what he did in the first half to Ashton Doolin, and that's something that he can do really, really well. If you're watching this and you enjoy it, hit subscribe, hit like, ring the bell, let's go. But the four turnovers, just absolutely, you're not going to win a lot of football games in the NFL turning the ball over four times against a team quarterback by Tom Brady. I don't know that that's ever happened. Tom Brady, not bad today. Good enough today. Gronk, really good today. Wish that the Colts could have played the Buccaneers when Gronk was hurt. That would have been nice. Mike Evans, they held to like nothing. You know, this was nice. Godwin, nothing, really. Fournette was terrific today. Jonathan Taylor, good toward the end. So there you go. That's the tale of the game. They got one game left before the bye. That game in Houston, if they win that, they're at 7-6. All things are possible from 7-6. You lose that game and drop to 6-7. You're done, Ski. It's over. Winning this game was a distinct possibility. If they had, they get to 7-5, and they really set themselves up to be in a great position in terms of a playoff opportunity with this loss. It's not out the window, but it's not in very good shape. Again, Shaq Barrett, terrific play. Rocky Sin, that pass interference was awful. You can't do that ever. Rocky Sin is the guy that you root for, and you feel like he's overcome things. and you like them a lot. And then all of a sudden, what happened today happens. And I guess that's the life of a cornerback in the National Football League. I was yelling, I'm hoarse from yelling, run the damn ball. Run the damn ball. Be who you are. If you're the better team, if you've got to scheme it up and get really clever to win games in the National Football League, you are not going to win in the playoffs. You're not ultimately going to be successful. What you've got to do is you've got to win in the trenches, and that's what this team is built to do and should have been allowed to attempt to do by both Carson Wentz and Frank Reich. And again, I don't know who's responsible, because Wentz can check out of a pass to go to a run, or he can check out of a run to go to a pass. Somehow or another, the Colts opened the second half with nothing but pass, 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 pass. It was relentless. And that should never be. The nonsense pass interference on T.J. Carey, I didn't like. The officiating, I don't know. I hate to lay it on the officials. But today, not so good for the officials. The Colts, they lose 38-31. First time this season that the Bucs have scored 30 or more points against an opponent. First time. So, what are you going to do? I guess you go get a milkshake, you enjoy the rest of the day, you watch the Pacers tonight, you hope for the best as they take on another world champion. How about that this weekend? Yeah, you had six state football championships played at Lucas Oil Stadium. You had the bucket game up in West Lafayette. You had Indiana beating Marshall yesterday down in Bloomington. You had the Colts playing against the defending world champions today. You've got the Pacers playing against the defending world champions tonight down at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. You got the college football playoff championship, the national championship game, coming up in about 6 weeks. You've got the Big Ten championship between Iowa and Michigan coming up this coming Saturday night. This is a hell of a time to be alive and a sports fan in Central Indiana. The result didn't go the Colts' way, but you know what? No. No, there's no virtuous, pot of gold at the end of this rainbow. There's no justification. They should have won this game. There's no saying, you know what, it was a well-fought game. That's just absolute nonsense. It's crap. It was not. The Colts should have won this game. They didn't. I hold Frank Reich responsible for all those passes to start the second half, which went against the DNA of this team. Shouldn't have been. It was. Sucks. Damn it. Anyway, go Pacers tonight, can we? I'm going to get a milkshake here at Sundays at 79th and Fall Creek. You get a milkshake. You get a milkshake. You get a milkshake. Let's go get milkshakes. I don't know. I'm furious. I got to tell you the truth. I'm absolutely furious about what happened. The Colts should have won that game. Frank Reich, when he gets clever, I can't stand him. I don't know if you can win a Super Bowl with a coach like that. We'll talk to you in a little bit. I'm going to go get a... In fact, I may treat myself to a malt. What do you think of that?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.